Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Friday's being easy was just a little fad. His climbing skills are dope, but his question game is mad. True, false questions. Is it higher? Is it lower? He's spitting out his answers like grass out of a mower. You could count on Fridays, the jackpot's going up. You never play on Monday for a measly $100. Oh my God! Friday, let's go! It's time to play Dumber Than Joe! Play him on a Tuesday if you want some easy bucks. But yo, he's out and Joe's in. Play him straight up, but I don't think that you'll win. So if you win, I say hallelujah. But QDMX, Joe is gonna give it to you. Do your best to win that cash. You say sabotage, I say sabotage.
It is time to play Dumber Than the Show Trivia. Joe on the hot seat, trying to win. Owings lost yesterday. $800 went to our contestant. And so today it starts anew. Eric of West Michigan joins us. Hello, Eric.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. How are you?
Doing great, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Good.
We're doing pretty good.
You work in the banking industry. Have you ever witnessed a robbery?
Thankfully, no.
Good.
No.
Good. How often do you think about that? Infrequently?
Pretty infrequently.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good. I hoped that would be the case. Like, you don't go in every day like, oh, I bet today's the day.
And even so, robberies are so boring now. It's not like Point Break or something.
Yeah.
Where it looks cool, but it's actually, but it's super terrifying.
Where they sign their name in the wall with bullets.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely not in West Michigan.
Yeah.
No.
All right, Joe, beat it.
Okie dokie.
Eric, you have a chance to win $100. You and Joe will have the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right will win. Each have the same five. In case of a tie, low time wins. Joe cannot hear the questions nor the answers when you're playing. You each have 90 seconds. When it's your turn, you can pass in any question, and we will come back to them. Any questions from you, Eric?
I think we're good to go.
Okay. You think you're good at this?
I think I'll be all right.
Okay. That's a good answer. Here we go. Your turn. Dumber Than the Show trivia begins in 3, 2, 1. In what 2004 movie does a character played by Lindsay Lohan get mocked by friends for showing up to a Halloween party in a scary costume?
Mean Girls.
What was the name of the reclusive neighbor of Atticus Finch who gives surprising testimony near the end of To Kill a Mockingbird?
Boo Radley.
What is the name of the longest river in Israel?
Pass.
What holiday beverage is often referred to as milk punch?
Milk punch. Eggnog.
What number is spelled in reverse alphabetical order?
Pass.
What is the name of the longest river in Israel?
The Nile.
What number is spelled in reverse alphabetical order?
Oh, geez. 10.
Time. Eric, how did you do?
I didn't get the number one right.
Okay. Feel okay about the rest?
I feel decent, yeah.
Okay. Let's get Joe in here, see how he does. All right. Eric, we'll go on hold.
Waving Joe in. He's coming up the hallway. He's coming through the door now. There he is.
There he is, Joe. Jigga, jigga, Joe. Mm-hmm. All right. Ready? You comfortable in that chair?
Yeah.
Straight up there?
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty okay. Comfy. All
right. You look like me asking made you think about it. Like I thought I was, but now I'm not sure.
Yeah. It always feels comfortable until I get up.
Yeah, I relate. Mm. All right, Joe, your turn begins in 3, 2, 1. In what 2004 movie does a character played by Lindsay Lohan get mocked by friends for showing up to a Halloween party in a scary costume?
Mean Girls.
What was the name of the reclusive neighbor of Atticus Finch who gives surprising testimony near the end of To Kill a Mockingbird?
Oh, pass.
What is the name of the longest river in Israel?
Oh, the Nile.
What holiday beverage is often called milk punch?
Eggnog?
What number is spelled in reverse alphabetical order?
Pass.
What was the name of the reclusive neighbor of Atticus Finch who gives surprising
Boo
testimony?
Radley.
What number is spelled in reverse alphabetical order?
Not that one. Pass again.
Time. How'd you do?
I mean, I got the ones correct that I got correct.
Thanks, well, Dr. Science. Eric, welcome back.
Hi.
In what 2004 movie does a character played by Lindsay Lohan get mocked by friends for showing up to a Halloween party in a scary costume? Joe said Mean Girls. Eric said Mean Girls.
Mm.
Both correct. Tie to one. What was the name of the reclusive neighbor of Atticus Finch who gives surprising testimony near the end of To Kill a Mockingbird? Joe said Boo Radley. Eric said Boo Radley. Both correct.
All right. No.
Tied at two. What is the name of the longest river in Israel?
Mm.
Joe said the Nile.
I don't like Joe said denial.
It did. Eric said the Nile. Big river in Egypt, that one.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah.
Not as much.
Does it go right through Israel as well?
Oh, maybe
nope.
It does.
Just
sorry.
Keeps on going.
Early on that. Yeah, it's very long.
Yeah, it is.
The answer is the River Jordan, or the Jordan River, depending on.
I've heard of that one.
Pretty famous.
Yeah, it is.
What holiday beverage is often called milk punch?
That sounds so gross.
Joe said eggnog.
When it says often referred to,
I don't believe
the word often should ever. I think what holiday beverage has a person said once?
Joe said eggnog.
Yeah.
Eric said eggnog. You are both correct. I wanted to go, no, the answer is 7-Up. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Even more ludicrous.
One saucer of milk punch, please.
Tied at 3, we go to the number question.
Oh, man.
What number is spelled in reverse alphabetical order? Alphabetical order.
Uh-oh, put the cuff back on him.
Alphabetical.
Now,
all right, that was good.
Joe double passed.
I did.
Eric kind of like just threw in the towel and said 10. At least he said a number.
He did say
it's definitely not it because while those letters don't go in reverse.
I mean, I could have said a number two, but
you could have.
You could have. In fact, you did three times.
Yeah, you got it wrong, and you said the correct answer three times while trying to think of it.
What?
When you said, "Well, it's not that one. It's not that one. It's not that one. It's one. What is the answer?
Wait, what?
O comes after N, which comes after E. Reverse alphabetical order.
Oh, I was starting at the end and going to the front. Oh, man. What the hell is wrong with me?
That's a first on Dumber Than the Show Trivia. Yeah. Someone getting it wrong, then by not answering after saying the answer three times.
Okay, here's the thing.
Okay, let's hear it. Uh-huh. I like things.
Not that, period. And then my answer was one. That's what I was trying to say.
Uh-huh. Yes, then you kept talking and you eventually said, pass again.
Yes, yeah. I did. That was wow.
Tied at three. We go to the clock.
I sat there and went, 10 N-E-T, that's not right. O-W-T, nope. That blew me away. Anyway, all right.
All right.
All right.
What are the times?
Yeah.
The times are 101.49 and 53.31. One of them was slower.
It seems that way.
The slower person was not Joe.
Yes!
Joe wins!
He did!
Miraculously with 53 seconds. Despite saying, not that one, not that one, not that one.
I can't believe you won.
Here's the thing, though. By the time you got to that one, you were only at like 34 seconds.
I know.
So you really were trying desperately to tack on a lot of time.
And it worked.
And it worked, but not well enough to lose.
Oh. Well, Eric, today you were robbed by an idiot.
I won!
Fair enough.
Thank you, Eric.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.